listening to episode number 1836 of the Who Cares News for Friday, October 9th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Yes, indeedy do.
Yes, sir.
Nothing better than a Friday, I always say. Well, I don't always say that. I sometimes say that. I don't know.
I think a Friday afternoon is better than a...
Oh, yeah, Friday afternoon. Well, for me, Friday afternoon starts, you know, now.
Well, for me, it starts on a Thursday afternoon.
There you go.
Yeah.
Here's some things you can do now to make sure you have a better winter. Regardless of how the pandemic or the election go, you can make a plan ahead.
Make sure your passport photo's ready.
Yeah. You can make a plan ahead when you actually need it. Look at habits that helped you in the spring. And even if this pandemic gets worse this winter, you'll have a better idea of what to expect this time. Like, you know, well, I better make sure I've washed my mask and
this
don't
sounds
go out
way
and
too organized
thing.
For me.
Yeah,
but okay.
Well, but okay, but I mean, it's good to think about.
Yes.
It's like storing up nuts for the winter.
Yes.
If you were a squirrel, I guess. Also, talk about your concerns with friends and family. It will help you process everything when you're feeling alone. So, you know, because, you know.
That's going to help you get ready for this winter?
Well, yeah, because, you know, we're going to be alone. We're going to be quarantined, I think.
Okay.
I personally think, I'm not a prepper, but this is totally for preppers. And not that there's anything wrong with it if you're a prepper, okay? If you're a prepper, you already know this.
If you're a prepper, I envy your skills.
There you go.
I've never.
That's a nice way of saying it.
I've never been that good.
Yeah. We have earthquakes here in Southern California. And I've never had an earthquake kit. Never. I think I got a jug of water one time at the grocery store. It's probably still out in the garage 30 years later. I don't know if I want to drink that water. I don't know. Hey, get professional support if you need it, they say, whether you're dealing with loneliness, anxiety, depression, anger, or just bad sleep. Look, I think if we're going to be doing what we did in the spring, just go ahead and get another streaming service. That's good preparation.
Yeah.
For, you know, let's binge watch something else. Let's leave one behind because it's like, I've seen all those shows and get a new one. I think, there you go. That's our little present to you. So. Preparing for the long, cold winter.
Oh, well, they left off something.
What's up?
Toilet paper.
Oh, shh. Don't do that. There'll be a run.
Yeah.
Just like on the banks, there'll be a run on toilet paper. We don't need that crap, as we like to say. All right, it is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
You realize you used the words run and crap
I
when
sure
talking
did.
About toilet paper.
I sure All did. Right. Uh-huh. Not a happy accident.
Last night's episode of Kudake culminated in an explosive family argument. From 8 months ago, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it
didn't
involve the usual suspects.
Really?
No, it didn't.
Do tell.
Oh, okay. Well, Kendall and Kylie, they found themselves in an upsetting altercation.
No, you're kidding me.
Ironically, this traumatic situation arose while the whole family was in Palm Springs for bonding time.
Bonding. Hello, we're bonding. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is months ago.
I didn't care enough to watch Kudake last night. And I didn't even care enough to watch Terry Bradshaw afterwards.
It's
you
got to
check
cute.
It out. It's so cute.
The cutest thing in that is his granddaughter.
His granddaughter. She steals the show.
Oh, my goodness.
She steals the show.
She does.
I think she's put up to do it. But
Well, but she does it so well.
She's got a future in acting.
I think what would
comedy,
be fun is if
both.
They just put the camera on those two and just for 15
oh, yeah,
minutes
Terry
and just said go.
Yeah.
There, she's
so
just
good.
Adorable.
So good. And it's on after Kudake. So, you know. There you go. Bonus. Lead-in, as they call it.
Apparently, Kylie was late arriving at the Springs for family dinner.
That set everybody off, I'm sure.
After revealing that she was in L.A. at a friend's birthday. So when she did arrive, albeit late for dinner, things escalated. And then Kendall said, Kylie comes in and everyone bows down to Kylie and lets her wear whatever the F she wants.
That's because Kylie's got all the money.
And then Kylie said,
And then
Kylie said, you're not going to ruin my effinite. I'm
her
having
effinite.
A good time. So in response,
oh God,
Kendall sounded off. Well, you run my effinite so I can do whatever the F I want to you all night.
Now, because we know that what they show on Coup d'Etat is usually 6, 8, 10 months later, this would have been pre-pandemic because, one, they were all together bonding, and that's a lot of people. Not that that mattered to them during the pandemic. Yeah,
it wouldn't matter.
I doubt
they
were wearing masks. If you DVR'd it last night, don't worry. We just exposed everything for you. Kylie and Kendall in a cat fight with a K. All right. I'm just curious, but not curious, what Momager had to say.
Is it curious with a K?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah, curiosity with a K killed the cat with a K, killed the Takuda K. See what I'm getting there, you know?
Congratulations to your ex-girlfriend, Catherine McPhee.
I'm not happy with her.
She's pregnant. That's right. Pregnant with her 70-year-old husband.
Yes. Who's old enough to be her father.
How old is she?
She's 36. So he's 34 years older than her, if you do the math.
Okay.
Yeah, he is old enough to be her daddy.
Oh, definitely old enough to be your daddy. And in some cases, he could be almost old enough to be your granddaddy.
Certainly old enough to be her sugar daddy. So she's having a foster kid. See what I did there? Gosh. And now this permanently makes her eligible for the foster billions.
Mission accomplished.
Right? There's a lot of kids here. He has like five grown daughters, which is going to be weird for these grown women to have a little probably sister. You know, and they're already older than Catherine. So it's like, so weird. The stepmother's younger.
The weirdness of it all.
You got a really younger sibling and you got to split
all this
money.
I'm sure she keeps daddy young.
Well, obviously something still works because they're having a damn kid.
Something still works.
Halle Berry's done having kids. She's done. And she's
it's not just because the kids. Because I think it's because Catherine McPhee, she sold out, man.
She did. She sold out all the way around. I don't know if she really felt that this was going to help her career.
I don't think it has anything to do with career.
You don't think so?
I think partly.
I mean,
partly
of course he's. Yeah. You know, he's producing her musical
and maybe
stuff.
She's really, really in love with him. I don't know. He never smiles in the pictures that they're in. She smiled and draped on him like a cheap suit, but he's stoic.
He's not stoic. He's exhausted.
He's exhausted.
That's what he is. He's just exhausted. All right, we're out of here. Back with you Monday morning. By the way, happy Thanksgiving, Canada, on Monday. We'll wish you another happy Thanksgiving, but you won't be listening, Canada, because you'll be asleep.
Yeah. Realize Canada spans the length of the United States.
Well, I understand. There's a whole relationship between us and Canada that's starting to bond a little bit more as Election Day gets closer.
Hey, we're pre-gaming for you.
There you go.
Happy Thanksgiving, Canada. We love you.
We do love you. Have a good weekend. See you Monday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.